Thank you very much, Rav Neuberger. Really, the issue of why it is necessary, right, to believe and accept, and that the Torah has this level called Kabbalah, right, called Sisrei Torah, it really connects with the whole concept of Omer and Matan Torah, it itself. Because the question is like this, really: who needs a Matan Torah? Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs even before the Torah was given. Min ha-bema asher Torah min asher eineno tahora mikan shelomad noach Torah. Right? So, the tzaddikim, of yore, they figured the whole thing out themselves. Right? So who needs a Matan Torah? As I say, the Omer, were preparing for Matan Torah. Right? And you have, the tzaddikim of the earlier generations that, they also had Torah without the fanfare of Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. So what's it about, Matan Torah that we're preparing for? Right. And the truth is, coupled with that, we can even ask another question. They didn't just have halacha. Right. There are Sfarim that in Sisrei Torah that predate the Zohar, like the Sefer Yetzirah, Sefer Raziel, Sefer Hanoch. Right. What's special about the Zohar? Right. And all these questions really are interconnected. Right. It says by Matan Torah, V'chol ha'am ro'im mesakolos. They're able to see sound. Right. Okay, that's amazing. What did they see? They will see sound. So what did they see? Right. So the Indian is like this, that there's a essential difference whether Torah is going to be a set of orders and information versus having the essence of it. Right. Since Istako Boraiso Bora Alma, right, the world was fashioned after the Torah, so you could find fingerprints of the Torah all over, right, if you're really spiritually perceptive. Chazal tell us that Ulmoli Nitna Torah, if the Torah was not given, they still could have learned Gezel from the Nemola, right? Learned not to steal from ants, and that they don't steal, right? And learned Snias from the Chasula, right? And learned modesty and modest conduct, clean conduct, right? From the cats, right? What's the point of a Matan Torah? Because the pshat is like this, right? Matan Torah was that the essence, the whole essence of Torah, right, came down, and Am Yisrael has now kelim, right, to hold the pure divine intelligence, right. What it was before Matan Torah, it was marching orders, right. So the Torah was in heaven, and you could figure out, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, and there may even be, telltale signs, in the universe itself. You could see the fingerprints of the Torah and figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to do and figure out a lot of neat ideas. All right, but you're figuring out, you're figuring out applications. You're figuring out extensions, not the thing itself. Right? So, V'chol ha'am ro'im mesakolos, right, by Matan Torah is, they could actually not just, figure out, right, they could see the Divrei Torah manifest. They saw the sound, they saw the Divrei Torah, and they saw the Divrei Torah in everything. But there's something even more than that. Right? Seeing the Divrei Torah in everything, also life made sense. Life itself. Right? We have a lot of questions about life. Why bad things happen to good people. Right? And we say, God runs the world in mysterious ways. And it's the way the world runs, sometimes a very serious challenge to our emunah. And at the time, when you see, how everything is alpi divrei Torah, and that's what they saw. The essence of Torah came down. With the revelation of the essence of Torah, they could actually see in everything, how everything is according to the plan of the Torah. And then life makes sense. All right, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Torah Hashem Tamima, right, it's a complete Torah, it lacks nothing. That all of life's questions could be resolved by the Torah. You don't have to look anywhere else. It's not just that the Torah gives you mitzvahs to do. Everything about life, everything you need to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to make sense out of life, and we're going to get a little bit deeper into this in a few minutes, right? The Torah gives it all. Right? you know, what they had without a matan Torah, not being exposed to the and receiving the essence of Torah, they get branches. So if you could, you know, figure out a lot of things, you don't have the thing itself. And until you have the thing itself, it's just not the same experience. It's not the same level of clarity. And on that level of clarity, everything makes sense. Right. The now to go further deeper into this, Hare, we say the Torah is of infinite wisdom. So you know we have whole parshas in the Torah that seemingly talk about Avraham Avinu had a dispute with the Plishtim over the wells. Right? We have at the end of Parshas Vayishlach whole story of Toldos Esav, you know, and Elam Moch Shemochu Beretz Edom Flame Moch Melch of Bnei Yisrael. What's that about? You know, we have, on the other hand, we have psukim that talk about important, seemingly important things like Anochi Hashem Lokecha and Shema Yisrael. Right? How many Torahs do we have? Is there like a higher or you know, lower Torah, Chas V'Shalom? So the Rambam, you know, in his Yud Gimel Ikrim, in the eighth Ikr, on believing that Torah is Min HaShemayim, he says that in the, you know, believing that Torah's Min HaShemayim also is that since it's all equally from the mouth of God, it's all equally as deep. And every ois sheba, every letter of Torah, yesh ba chochmos ein keitz, there's, you know, unbelievable, infinite wisdom in every letter of the Torah. And you just should dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open your eyes, like Dovr Melch Davin, gal einai v'abit nefels mitarasecha, which in itself is a remez to Lag BaOmer. Gal Einai. And we'll discuss more that, you know, from this day onwards, we've hit a certain landmark that we're developing our instruments, you know, for this clarity. But here's a simple question. Can you tell me Alpi Pshat, right, in simple, with simple, in Alpi Pshat, how Elam Lochem Asher Mochu Be'eretz Edom is just as deep and just as important and just as fundamental as Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Shema Yisrael? There is no answer al pi pshat. So the pshat is emes. Right? But al pi pshat, right, you cannot have this clarity that everything is from the infinite. Right? You know, once you get to the level of sod, so we know, just as an example, Elam Lochim Asher Mochu Beretz Edom, aside from the pashat pshat, al pi sod, the Zohar says that this alludes to, you know, the worlds that there were before this one, the Akash was Bone Olamas Umachrivam, the Vayim Loch Vayomos. These are what we call in Kabbalah the Shvira Sakel. I'm not going to get into the depth of that topic, but so, you know, but Al Pi Sod, these things allude to things that are just as fundamental to our system of faith and our understanding of the universe and our understanding of mitzvahs as Shema Yisrael Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But you cannot, you know, be real that every parasha in the Torah is equally as holy, right, and equally as deep and equally as meaningful without Sod. So we need very much the sod, you know, for our emuna, that kol haTorah kula is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what Menashe, you know, the king of, you know, Yehuda, one of Bezer Shoyim, you know, he was considered to be the biggest apikoros of all time because he said that there's in Torah there's parts that are real and there are parts that are, you know, less. You know, yes, you know, it used to be Dorsh Ba Gor Shadofi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nothing better to do. Moshe had nothing better to do than to write Meitavo, you know. Bas matred, bas mezahav, right? And that's called apikorsis. So the amazing thing is, as mentioned right now, lest we forget, you know, there's a lot of speculation that the Rambam may have had the Zohar. And this Rambam that we just quoted from the Yud Gimel Ikrim is verbatim, just in Aramaic, in the Zohar. That Rabbi Shimon says, you know, woe to someone that thinks that there's different levels in Torah, that there's as if just there's just the levush, and then there's the real stuff that, you know, that's, you know, with the content. Woe to someone who says that, right? And, you know, and a person should just dive in, gal, einai, v'abit nefels mitarasecha. It's mamish the same words that the Rambam, word for word, with the same pasuk. There's one of the big riots that there's speculation that the Rambam at least had portions of the Zohar. It's mamish the Rambam that we quoted is verbatim in the Zohar, word for word, right? Just, this is in Aramaic, and that... Yud Gimel Ikrim on the Ikra Shemini.
Oh, wait, he brings Yud Gimel Ikrim a few places, which...
No, in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Right. furthermore, you know, aside from the fact that the Kabbalah, so it's essential to believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, right? It is, like we said, essential, right, to make sense out of life, right? This the Ramchal writes in a few places. One of the kinuyim that we find for Chochmas Avos is called Chochmas Emes. When the Ramban speaks in his Pirush on Chumash, he say Val Derech Emes. He's always referring to Kabbalah, right? So the Ramchal addresses that, you know, that nickname that Kabbalah got called Chochmas Hari, all Torah's Emes. Shad is like this, right? That, you know, we could easily say, I could tell you, call my Rabbi Shmuel top. I could tell you that. I tell you, you know, everything's for the good, right? And I could tell you a lot of things, you know, about, yeah, but you're just saying that. You're just saying that. Who says? Who says everything's for the good? Right? You could say a lot of pat answers to make sense out of life, right? How, you know, like, where is the system of physics that if you understand that model of the universe, you could see it's not just stam verter, it's not just stam words, but reality is really wired up that way, and these are the rules by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manik. Right, so you see that, you know, that the Chochmas Kol shows us the emes, amitas, torasenu, that all the truths of the Torah are mamish true, because I could explain, you know, with Chochmas Kol, we could explain the model of reality, and I could show you that this is the way the world works. So it's not just words, right? It's a system. And it's a system of hanhaga. And with this, you could be real that everything's bashgacha pratis. Well, not just say it. You could be real with it, and you could understand that this is the way it works. You could be real with kol ma'idav de mitzmai latav. You could be real with that even the hard things in life are all, you know, and the turns of events in history, right, that seemingly are setbacks, are all stepping stones in destiny to get to the grand goal. With Chochmas HaKabbalah, there's a model of the universe that it's not just saying it. You could see it, that you see how life is built in a certain way, that this is true. Right? Mitzvahs. Right? What makes mitzvahs work? Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to shake a palm branch on Sukkot, and we say it's a major accomplishment. What? You know, how? Right? If you want to take mitzvahs seriously, right, and understand that, you know, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell, why didn't you tell me to do something else? Right, if it's just about stam obeying him, right, and you get schar for the obedience, what did Nami could have given you tariag different mitzvahs? Why these tariag? Why do they have these halachas? Right, to understand the necessity, right, of why these mitzvahs are as they are. So if you have a model of the universe and you understand the structure of reality, the structure of the human body, how we have and, you know, getting into the depth of it, that we have also Ramach Evarim Shisa Gidim Keneged, the Ramach Mitzvah Say and the Shisa Mitzvah Lo Saaseh, and how reality itself is also structured in a parallel way, that every time you do a mitzvah with one of your organs, with Dafka, this one of the Targ Mitzvahs, Dafka, it's parallel organs that perform that mitzvah, that it strikes a chord that resonates and changes the world in its perfect parallel way. Right? And then you can take mitzvah seriously. But al kulam, right, tefillah, right, you're going to argue with the infinite intelligence what to do, right? God knows better than you, and God loves you more, even more than you love yourself, right? So what are you davening for? How does tefillah, right? How does that work? And we say, now that, akoshu mis'ava tefillasim shel tzadikim. You know, it says, you know, by cheta ego, right? Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hanichali, let me go, right? And let me kill them out. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hanichali, Mash B'didi Talya, it's up to me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking my Rishus to kill out Jewish, V'miya Nischazik B'tfilah. Right? Well, how does that work? You can't out-argue the infinite intelligence. Right? And you're not, and he, like we said, he loves you more than you love yourself. Right? So how does tfilah work? So now I'll peep shot. There is no resolution to this. So now, you know, so now those who were boxed in, right, to only work with pshat, and so some might have been some big people also, right? So the pat answer is because tefillah changes you, right? And so now you're a different person, right? And therefore you deserve something else because tefillah changed you, right? So Roshiva, Rabbi Yaakov Aron Zichron Vracha said, he said, they tried. But the teretz not a teretz, because it's all about changing. You're wasting your time. Do tshuva. Nothing changes the other more than tshuva. So the whole thing is that it changes you, right? So forget ditch tefillah. Do tshuva. That's what changes the person more. That's gufa, you know, changing the person directly. But so again, you know, the only answer to understand, you know, and take tefillah seriously, and to understand a little bit about Kosh who's mitzvah chesed shel tzaddikim, right? That tefillah makes a difference; it makes a real difference, right? And Akash Baruch Hu even wants it for the difference that it makes, and that's why, you know, even Akash Baruch Hu made the imos akoros shakash who mitzvah chesed tzaddikim. This can only be explained by chokhmas kabbalah to understand what tefillah accomplishes, how tefillah affects reality. Reality is affected. That's why it's called avoda, avoda shebaleib. You do real work when you daven. The cosmos is changed. Right? You and that's why you're not arguing with God. You're not arguing with Him. Right? You're doing real work. Right? He left you room, and if you do this work, you have changed things for yourself and, you know, for the rest of the world. And so it's such important work that Kosh Mamish forces us to daven by sending us tzoros, because it's called avoda. Right, it's called service, not just on Miloshin that we serve our culture. It's called Avoda, you know, we really change the world when we daven.
So the Rambam will bring in Marjavukhan different explanations for mitzvahs.
Right.
Without Teres Hasoid, Teres Kabbalah.
That's correct. But he also, in many places, says, you know, this is a sod and Vahavein. You know, what he could explain our peep shot, he tries to explain our peep shot. And sometimes he tells you, this is Michlal Sisrei Torah, but I'll tell you a Pashup Shot, like by the Masos. Interesting, you know, but the Rambam, he alludes to that there's more to it. He said, like, why in Pashas Maseh, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu has Moshe Rabbeinu write out every place they were, right? So the Rambam, in addressing that in the Moira, says, Zeh Michlal Sisrei Torah, right? And then he says, but I'll tell you, you know, it makes much more of an impression. It gives you a knock, and, you know, you say there were miracles. You know, who says there were miracles? You say the exact location where it was. It makes it more realistic, you know, to understand it's a historical event. That's Sisrei Torah. So he's talking, you know, he makes sure there's two levels to it. Yeah, but of course, when he discusses issues of Metzias Shem and Yichud, you know, he says it's Sod Mamish, and he says very, very delicate ideas. And we're going to get to that in a second. You know, like we said, you know, there's a big historical machlokas whether Rambam had Kabbalah or not. Like we say, there's tremendous evidence that he had the Zohar. Right? You know, we mentioned before the Lashon of Rambam in from Yud Gimel Ikrim, but even in Halacha, right? There's the Rambam has two chidushim that the Rambam says in Halacha that people don't know where it came from, and the only source in Chazal. Because the Ram, you know, is a, you know, he doesn't say, you know, the Yiralis in the Rambam are maybe five in the whole Mishnah Torah, Mashu Kaza, right? And yeah, you know, the Rambam is very always sourced. So Rambam holds that Hatova Saneris in the morning in the Beis Mish also means you lit the menorah. It also means you lit it. There is no, you know, everyone asks where he get it from. There's no such Gemara. It's a Zohar. Right? The Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you know, that which, you know, in the Nesias HaOron was Belevium, that was only in the Midbar. It's an amazing Kiddush, right? The Brisker Rav in the letters in the back of the Chibur goes to try to, you know, he actually finds a Makor in Chumash. But I know the Brisker Rav knew the Zohar, right? He was just hiding it, right? He goes to find the Pasuk in Parshas Eker, right? The Ram says that which you see before Chumash, Belevium carried yarn, that was only for that door, right? But the mitzvah lederus was the Kohanim. The Kohanim carried the Aron. Right? And once they came to Eretz Yisrael, because he says, because in the Midbar, there weren't enough Kohanim. Right? There was just Aron, Nadav Avihu, Lazar Yisamar, and Nadav Avihu died. You didn't have enough Kohanim to carry the Aron. So, but when they came to Eretz Yisrael, right, that's when, you know, the mitzvah went into its proper effect, and the way the Rambam brings it, La'alocha, the mitzvah saseh of Nesias Aron is b'Kohanim. You know, the source in Chazal is a Zohar. There's no other source in Chazal, right? But the
fish.
What?
Gemara says by fish.
Yes.
It doesn't matter also, which doesn't really mean that, right? If you take a bite out of the ball, it's in the ocean. The Lashon Rambam is sharper than saying dasan e hamederes oisa. So you really get this lashon from? Put it to my computer. Kula zayin.
Sorry.
Asifasa.
What? Asifasa. Right. This, by the way, is my friend and neighbor from Eretz Yisrael, Dov Moshe Weinberg. So, unexpected delight.
But it doesn't. It's not totally zebizeh.
No, that's not.
He didn't have desire. It could be that he had other access to sister.
What?
Oh, yeah, different.
No, but these are things that you need a makor for, you know.
No, but it could be that right? Like of sister Torah, even if he hadn't had desire. Meaning, saying that the Rambam had access to sister Torah, like we said before, the other svarim decided before the desire.
Right.
Read the Ramban before he was involved.
No, I'm saying.
So the Rambam could have had that as well.
Yeah, I'm saying whether it was a czar or something like the czar, yet you know, it was a, right. But of course, it's a machlokas l'dairus, and I wrote a mimer on this recently for an kutras that was printed for Shmuley Bergman's wedding. We were working on the Ramon, the Mor Nebuchim, and the Ramon was from a shita that he learned Kabbalah with the Mor Nebuchim, with the Mor of the Rambam. He learned them side by side. He understood it's Hainu Hach. Now, it's a big, you know, it's a big historical machlokes. So even if we say the Rambam had parts of the Tzar, and that could be sources for some of these halachas that he says that we can't find anywhere else in Chazal, the question is whether his understanding of the Tzar is the same as the understanding of the Mekubalim or not. But let's just, you know, but the way you might, you know, think that it is, you know, and there's a whole school of thought that it is because really, you know, the concerns that the Kabbalah tackles run parallel to the issues addressed in philosophy, right? You know, meaning of life, right? You know, how the universe is structured, right? Where everything is headed, right? And like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah Tamima that we shouldn't need any other book, right, to resolve life's questions. So very much, you know, the Kabbalah is our system of philosophy. All the issues addressed in philosophy are the issues that are addressed in Kabbalah. And that's what it means, you know, that, you know, Chazal divided it up into three categories of knowledge, the Sisrei Torah, the Mishnah and Chagiga. There's Sod HaArayos, there's Maisa Bereishis, and Maisa Merkava. So just going with the way the Maral defines this in Akdama to the Gevuras. So HaArayos means how the universe is set up. Well, you're set up in a very wired up in a very peculiar way, right? And it's, you know, it's sort of displayed, you know, how the universe is wired up with the laws of Arias of who you can marry, this relative you can, and this relative you can't. Even though DNA wise, you know, a aunt and a nephew and a uncle and a niece, it's the same DNA difference. But this one's mutter and even a mitzvah. The other one's a chi of kares. What an amazing thing! The universe is wired up in a, you know, pretty interesting way. And, you know, so the laws of Arayos, you know, symbolizes that there's a specific seder of how the universe is wired up. And that's what the Sod HaArayos is. Maisa Bereishis is to understand, you know, the relationship between the Bore, right, and the creation that he made. And that's really the topic of what we discuss in Sefer Yetzira, right? You know, there's the different elemental forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is set up that, you know, that the world is built on these elemental forces. And then there's Maisa Merkava. Merkava means, you know, like driving, right? The chariot, that even after the world was created, there's something even higher than that, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving it towards, you know, its destination and destiny. That's called the deeper secrets of the Hashgacha. There's the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us, keeps us in existence. But then the mysteries of creation, and we say Maisa Merkava is a lot higher, is that, you know, what's his plan? Where is he taking us, right? And you know, so everything that, you know, that philosophy ever dared to tackle, that and more, we discuss in our Chachmas HaKabbalah, right? That, you know, that we never have to look anywhere else, and this is not, and Chachmas HaKabbalah having the Maila of being based on revelation and not speculation. But because the topics run parallel, that's why many thought that Kabbalah, you know, the Lashon of the Ramah and the Torah Se'ola, HaKabbalah vaPhilosophia achas hem elo shebishtei lishonos yidaberu. They're both talking about the same thing. Not all philosophies. Certain philosophies are closer. Certain philosophies are. It's just a difference in language because the topics, right, tackled, right, are the same. Right, but again, it remains a machlokas l'doros whether the Rambam's understandings. Yeah, and what he called Sisrei Torah is the same understanding as the Mekubalim, but you can understand the parallels and how the Rambam, with his understandings, could still work with the Tzar if he had the Tzar, whether he had the Tzar partially or wholly. So now, it's a partial sikum, right, before we go into the Sefer HaTzar per se. So it comes out like this. When a person learns Kabbalah, aside from his Chi of Talmud Torah, as the Rambam says, HaDvarim HaNikroim Paris Bechlal HaGemarhem, right, it's part of your Chi of Talmud, right? and the you have to learn Mikra Mishnah Talmud. So implicit in your chiyuv of that third called Talmud Kabbalah falls in there. Interesting to note that the Baal HaTanya in his Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Rav Shulchan Aruch copies down like the the Lashon HaRambam, but in his Likutei Torah on Shir HaShirim he says a chiddush, right, that that your chiyuv to learn Kabbalah is nichlal and your chiyuv to learn Chumash. It's Torah Shebichsav. Why? Because al pi omek hadavar, like we said before, you know, Chumash is a lot deeper than it seems, even though the Pasha Pshat is MS. But, you know, Eilam Mochshe Mochu Beretz Edom, the Rambam says, just as meaningful as Shema Yisrael Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because like the Ramban says in his Hakdam to Pirush HaChumash, it's all the Torah is really Shem Yisrael Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all code. It's all code for divine names and infinite divine wisdom. Just this code can be also understood on a Pshat level, which is true. Right? So it's all Shem Yisrael Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Shebichsav. Right, that's why, you know, halacha l'maase, you know, if you, Torah Shebichsav, right, if you just read it and you don't know what you're reading, you still get a mitzvah. Torah Shebaal Peh, you daven Gemara, not to be mezalzel on tefillah, I shouldn't really say it, right? It's like a, you read Gemara, you don't know what you're reading, you wasted your time, right? It's not, because, you know, Torah Shebaal Peh is, you know, it's the pirush. So, did it explain something? Did it not explain something? Did you understand? You know, was it mefar something? Chumash, halacha l'masa, chumash, and all Torah Shebichsav, you get schar just for reading it. Right? And that's the Lashon HaRambam, you know, Adam Koy is kareb the Torah Shebichsav, you read it. Right? And then you learn my chibur, right? And you know, but you don't have to be kareb, right? Because it's all Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ramchal says this also in the Derech Hashem, reading Chumash has significance in its own right, even whether you understand it, because it's divine names. And when you say these words, there is real metaphysical value to it, whether you understand it or not. So it's all kulo shemos of Shakar Baruch Hu, right? What's the chokhmah that analyzes the divine name is Kabbalah, right? Right? Ki yodashmi, right? So that's why he says to learn Kabbalah is the same chiyuv as learning Chumash, all shemos of Shakar Baruch Hu. That's what he writes in the Likutei Torah and Shir HaShirim. So when you learn Kabbalah, you're Yotzei Yechiyev Talmud, which the Baal HaTanya also agrees with, but another place says also it's Yechiyev Chumash, Mitzat Shesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, right, as we explained, you know, we have a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha to believe that in the absolute existence of God. We have a mitzvah of Shema Yisrael to believe that He's one and only. We have a Lo Sa'asev, Lo Echolohim Acherim, right, don't believe in any other God. Right, like we said, you know, we could just, you know, say we believe it, or we could, like, really know it. So, as the poskim agree, right, if when you learn Kabbalah, it's also called to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Anochi, Shema Yisrael, and Lo Yelecha Behidur. That you're not just saying it, right, but you have a deep understanding of it. A deep understanding of what we mean by Metzias Hashem. And that He's one, and there is none other. We could just say that, or we could be real with it, because we have an understanding of the universe, right, that we... And once you have that understanding, you could see how life really works that way. And that's, like we said, what Am Yisrael had by Ma'amar HaSai, Roim Es HaKolos. At that moment, that clarity was revealed, right? A clarity that, you know, the tzaddikim did not have that type of clarity, even the tzaddikim were mechaven to Divrei Torah before it was given. Right? One more thing that you're mekayim when you learn Kabbalah is also the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Like the Rambam says in the second parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, right, you want to come, Yidei Avas Hashem. Like, what do? He's born in B'masav, you know, you look at, you know, these, you know, the wonders of creation. And then the Rambam gives you a few prakim, you know, of telling you about how reality is structured, right? Very raw structure, right? But he talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he talks about angels. Then he has another parak talking about the four elements, which are all things that, you know, are nisparish le'omek in Chochmas HaKabbalah. He says, I'm telling you this, I'm revealing this to you, with this, you could be Mekayim, Ava and Yira. And he writes this at the end of Hilchos Tshuva also, that talk to the end of Hilchos Tshuva, talks about doing things Lishmo, Mitoch Ava, and he says, the Ava is only Nicharis B'leva Adam, right, when you think about, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu constantly, like that woman that you're obsessed with, and when you learn those things that I mentioned in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, right, learning these in Yonim, that, you know, these when you... You have can't help but feel love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you see the tremendous wisdom of the Bria and the Hashgacha, which is on this parashah Chochmas HaKabbalah. So it comes out that when you learn Kabbalah, you're also, it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Ahava and Yira. I just want to point out a question that they ask on the Rambam. The four prakim that we mentioned, you know, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalit in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. He says these things, the first two prakim are Maisa and Merkava, right? And the second two, like Gimel and Dalit, are Maisa Bereishis. So there, I saw, you know, some latter-day Rishonim ask on him, or Chasda ibn Kreskes, a Talmud of the Ran. This is sod. I could learn. This is, you know, chemistry 101. Right? It's chemistry 101. You know, the Arba Yisrael. That was the chemistry of the day. Right? So I don't see what's so deep. And if it's so deep, what gave you the right to put it in the Mishnah Torah for everyone to read? You made the Mishnah Torah for everyone. It's a kashas that they ask. Right, but they weren't medayek hetev. The Rambam says, "Ubiur ikrim elu hu anikra ma'isim merkava." He says at the end of fourth paragraph, "Ubiur ikrim elu hu anikra ma'isim bereishis." Then, of course, the Rambam just gave you the raw facts. What's called sod is understanding the inner, the inner depth of it and the necessity of it and why it can't possibly be otherwise. The biur ikrim, that's the sod. Right, so he just gave you the hardware, he didn't give you the software. So that's why wasn't Megalos, but he gave a petah. He says, I'm giving you a mafteach, I'm giving you an opening. Right, of course, the chocham umevim midaito will go into the bir ikrim, and that's where the sod lives. So now to, understand. So, okay, so kids, let's just wrap that aside from your regular chi of Talmud Torah. Right, when a person learns Kabbalah, aside for learning Ski of Talmud or Ski of Torah Shebichsav, so he's also Mekayim Anochi Lo Yelecha, right, and Shema Yisrael, right, and he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So now to understand a little bit what makes the Sefer Azor different from all the other books of Sisrei Torah, Hari, we mentioned before that there were. There were chiburim in Sisrei Torah that predate the Zohar. The Zohar itself incorporated many of them. Right, all types of brises and quotes from them. So what makes the Zohar different? Right, but the truth is, it's related to the issue of Matan Torah per se. Everything that we spoke about. Right, that the why we needed a Matan Torah. Right, to get the essence. To get the essence of Torah. The difference between the Sefer HaZohar and the simple structural difference between the Sefer HaZohar and the Chiburim that preceded it is that the Sefer HaZohar is built around Chumash. Now it's built as a Pirush on Chumash. I mean, the Chumash is the base, and it's the other Svarim like Sefer Yetzirah is not built around Chumash, right? And all the other Svarim that we mentioned, especially since there was no Chumash yet, right? But the right, so that already, and now there's a very interesting thing that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai explains to his Talmidim, right, that we don't go, I'm paraphrasing my own words, I don't remember the exact Aramit off the top of my head, but we don't go in the derech of those brises. He called all the chiburim that preceded Zohar brisa, and we're going to get back to that. We don't go in the derech of those brises, even though he used them and he incorporated them. We don't go, anan azlinam b'urcha d'iraisa. We go in the derech of the Torah. That's why he writes. That's like qualifying the difference between, the Sefer HaZohar that he was working on, and everything else. They're brises, right? And they're not. And our way is the derech haTorah. An amazing thing, right? We mentioned before. Of course, right? There's a there are ways that you could see Divrei Torah in the world, like the Tzaddikim before Matan Torah figured things out, right? Like Avraham Avinu figured out Halacha, right? Noach, Mikan Shlomo Noach Torah, right? But we say you don't get to the essence of it, right? So there's also tremendous, ideas that you could figure out, philosophical ideas, just by being Mizbonin in the Bria. Just by taking a contemplative look at reality. But, you got like sparks. You got, bits and pieces. You didn't get the whole system. You didn't get, right, the whole of it. Right? And just like the milah of getting, we said, the milah of getting Matan Torah was to get, you know, not just have sparks, but to get the essence and the whole of the essence, mm-hmm. the whole system, you know, was all put down and, you know, given to us and, you know, right? That's the difference between the Sefer HaZohar, right, and the books that preceded it, right? They're just, you know, they're talking about ideas, breakthroughs, right? That which the Zohar is built around the entirety of Chumash, also upset, that's the whole of the system. And it's interesting, he called those things brises. And this the Ramchal writes in the Adi Bamorm, his Pirush on the Idra of the Zohar. He says, what Mishnah is to Halacha, right, is what the Sefer HaZohar is to Kabbalah. Right, just like, what sets the Mishnah apart? That the Mishnah became like the guts of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? It became, when it finally got written, it was a, it is like now, you know, everything has to stim with the Mishnayos. So other shittas of Tanoim, right? If it doesn't stim with the Mishnah, so we're dochet, it has to go aliba the Mishnah. Right? That the Mishnah was, the gift of the Mishnah is that it's a chibur. Right? Rebbe was mekabetz all the chachamim. Right? And he made, you know, he got the essential system, pulling all the pieces together. The Mishnah is the whole of Torah. Right? And everything that's not Mishnah is called Brisa. It's on the outside. Now, we use it. We use it, when it stims, you know, it adds. But those things that are called on the outside, they're like ideas. Right? And they're, as opposed to the Mishnah, is like the essential system of it all. Right? And that's what the Zohar is, right? The other chiburim that came, these were ideas, they were breakthroughs. And the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai refers to them as brises, meaning as opposed to the Sefer Torah, like the Mishnah. Right? That this is, you know, the chibur that pulled the whole system together. And that's particularly in the Chalakim of the Zohar, that, you know, like the Idris, like, the Idris Zuta that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said on this day. Right? These are talking about, you know, the entirety of the system, not just deep ideas, but this is the whole system. This is like the Chumash. It's built around Chumash. It's like the Chumash. The Chumash is the entirety of the Torah Shebichsav, and of course alludes to the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the Sefer HaZohar is. Right? It's the whole. It's the Mishnayos of, and just like if, you know, Chas V'Shalom, we would ever lose the Mishnah, God forbid, right? We would not be able to make too much sense out of whatever would be left, you know, all the different brises, right? Because we're missing the central system. If not for the Sefer HaZohar that gave us an achiza on, you know, gave us a grasp of the entire system, that's what also makes the Sefer Yetzirah and all the other chiburim understandable and usable. Just like, what use will we get from the brises if we didn't have the Mishnayos? That now with the Mishnayos, so we could appreciate the brises more, the ones that stim, there's some that don't stim, and then we're doche. And that's what the Mishnah was, right? For the Torah, for the Nigla, is what the Zohar is for the Chochmas HaKabbalah. So just a few issues. First of all, a question that they ask is, you know, if the Zohar is from, you know, the Tanoi, especially said, it's like the Mishnayos, why is the Zohar in Aramaic? Right? So the truth is, you know, the answer to that is very simple, right? Because the Mishnayos that they are in Lashon HaKodesh, you know, was a literary language. What do you think the Jews spoke during the Second Temple period? They spoke Aramaic. Right, you could prove it from, you know, Mishnayos, like Mishnayos and Maseches Gittin, right? So, you know, so Reb Yehuda says, you know, you can't rely on Yadayim Shena Mochichos, and you have to write Vidain, right? Or in Mishnayos and Ksuvas, it says the Loshen HaKsuvah, it has to be written, and it says Aramis. Right? Vidain is Aramis, right? You're showing that, you know, and so their shtoros, you know, in their old civil affairs, right? They spoke Aramaic. That was the spoken language. It wasn't Hebrew. Right? So now, they published in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Like we, Bizman HaZeh, you know, for generations rather. You know, Reb Chaim said Shir in Yiddish. He published in Rabbinic Hebrew. Right? Except, you know, the Zohar, you know, even though it's a Chibur, it wasn't meant to be published the same way as Mishnayos, because it wasn't meant for everybody. Right? So, but, you know, when they published in Lashon HaKodesh. But, you know, the Yidden spoke Aramaic. Ubefrat that, you know, there was a designated scribe, you know, for, you know, Rabbi Shimon writes in a few places, including in the Idra, Rabbi Abba Yichtov. right? You know, I designate Rabbi Abba that some say was Abba Richa, was Rav himself. There's a sheet just like that. That's who it was. No, Rav from.
Why wasn't it?
Right, because it wasn't meant to be universally published. It is a chibur, as in the sense of pulling all the pieces together, like the Mishnah is a chibur, but it wasn't published in Milushin, make it public. That it wasn't meant for. There's A, but B is also there's a designated scribe, Rabbi Abba Yichtov. So a few places, Rabbi Abba, Abba Richa, right? He was from Bava. That was his language. Right? That was his language. He didn't write, the designated scribe, what?
Couldn't write.
That's what he wrote.
What changed at the time of Rav?
What?
Why was Rav's time?
What?
Rav went to Bava Lift.
No, I think they understand that he was originally from Bava and then went back there. That's what I think. Make no difference. Rabbi Abba was this is what the story was like. Rabbi Abba, that was his language. But Echshelo, right? Saying that it can't be from that Kufa because it's in Aramaic is not a kasha. That's not a kasha. Right? They talk about maybe it should have done in Hebrew. We could say, Rabbi Meisha told us in Shir, right, that we weren't zocher for the Zohar to be, nislabish in Lashon HaKodesh, because it would be, Lashon HaKodesh already be me'ein Torah Shebichsav. And he gave us a whole shiur, how Mishnah is almost an in-between, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why it's in Lashon HaKodesh. And he said that Teimanim, that's what he tells in shiur, it's just interesting. He says that he knows and he saw that Teimanim, they lane Mishnah. They have like truck for Mishnah. He says, v'chein roi lasos, it's a memutza. It's an in-between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Zohar is kulo Torah Shebaal Peh. So I'm just saying, that's where Moshe told us in Shir. Right, that's without getting so mystical or, philosophical, right, it's just not a kasha. Now, that was the idea that Chorez kasha, right, how could the Zohar be from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? It's not in Hebrew. Not true. It's historically inaccurate. Yidden and second Bayis spoke the language of the Shtaris, their language with each other, was all Aramis. They published in Lashon HaKodesh. So another question that they ask is, that there are names in the Zohar that people speak up. Which, by the way, the fact that it's a lot of mandom. It's not all written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Anyone who reads Zohar can see that. Right? Now that anyone who reads Zohar knows that it's mamash a composite, right, of many different chibur. Like we say, there's different parts to it. Let alone that he incorporated the earlier Chiburim, there are parts that are called Raya Mehimna, that was from the Gili of the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu on Tamei HaMitzvahs. There's a part that's called Zohar per se, Sisrei Torah, right? There's, Safra Tzniusa, right? Anyone who reads Zohar, it seems that it's mamish, it's a cholent of many different Chiburim, right? And it's sometimes, like the Medrash Hanelam, also one of the components, that taka is in Hebrew. Whenever you see something entitled Medrash Hanelam, you'll see it's, right, but Anachinami, this is what we said, that what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did for Kabbalah was the same thing that Rebbe did for Nigla. Just like Rebbe was Mekabetz all Chachamim, pulled all the pieces together. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did. Right? But the amazing Chiddush is, right, that he left the door open, right, that the Zohar was not sealed in his day, right, and he left the door open, and the Zohar Taka was, even though there's. I know one Makorim of Chaim Vital that says a different Teretz, I'll speak out in a second. Right, but that which you'll find Amoroim, right, also, names of Amoroim in the Zohar, right, is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai left the door open. Right, he wanted a chibur, and he felt that there are future generations could contribute, and the Zohar wasn't actually sealed in its current form till 300 years later. Right, and that's why, in the Chinami, you will find that there's names of Amoroim, even names that might even be later than Amoroim, right, that came in. Now, there is a... We happen to...
Whose kufa was that sealed in?
Right. Sometime in the days of the Gaonim. Right. Sometimes in the days of the Gaonim was when it finally... was when they stopped adding to it. Now, we have a separate problem. We have the same problem with the Yerushalmi, by the way, is that since it's, since it was not, very, often learned, because it's Sisrei Torah, right, so it's not very well edited, right? So we have the same problem with Yerushalmi, our Bavli over the years, the Bach and the Groh, they worked it over and they cleaned up the Gersos, because these things were, Marsha, Maram, they all worked on the Gersos because it was heavily worked over. Like I said, in Yerushalmi also, we have terrible problems with the Gersa because it just wasn't learned often enough, so it didn't get, Not enough minds were applied to cleaning up the gear. So we have that problem in the Zohar. It's undeniable because it's Sisrei Torah. So it wasn't well, you know, not a well-traveled path. So sometimes, you know, things that were written in the Gilyon, someone, a copyist, may have put in an idea of his own, right, on the side, right? And sometimes it got mixed in. It's undeniable, right? But the Goyen and others, they worked on this. But yes, there's people like the Yavetz and the Mitpachas Sofrim got very upset, and you know. But he, by the way, you know, what the Yavetz said in the Mitpachas Sofrim, you know, the Maskilim, you know, Afra Lepumayo, they took it way and put into his mouth things he never said. And he was just saying that there are parts of Zohar of greater antiquity and there are parts of Zohar of later antiquity. It's not all from Shimon Bar Yochai, and anyone could have told you that just by reading it, right?
Sam Sefer writes it would have been a Chibra Katan if you just take down the things that Shimon Bar Yochai said.
Anyone who reads a few pages of Zohar, everyone speaks up. All his Talmidim contribute, right? Except the Idra, which he said today, says, today I'm speaking all alone. This is my big day. You know, Lag Bomer was his big day, and so the Idra Zuta was a monologue. He said, just listen, it's, you know, but that's because this was his big day when he reached the Spitz. But he said, by the other Idra, you know, the Idra Rabba, everyone spoke. Today I'm speaking alone. This is my big day, right? As you know, he's going, you know, to Olam, the next world, you know, Mitoch, you know, Maila, not Mitoch Greyusa, you know, Mikoch Divrei Torah, he's ascending. It's pure ascent and not descent, right? the famous question, right? That caused people to think, maybe the Zohar's from Moshe de Leon, who's the one who published it, because you know he was Spanish, right? And the word Eish Noga Sina, you know, so the Yavin says synagogue, right? Synagoga Eish Noga, right? That's right. So okay, it could be he wrote it Begilyam. Right, you put it on the margin, and it got incorporated. Right, so no one denies that there is this problem that it wasn't well edited, and things that were on the Gilyon made it in. And there's no denying that some of it are of greater antiquity, and some things are from later Doris, and that's fine. That was Bekavona Tchila from Rashbi, you know, to allow things to be incorporated. through this, you know, he says an amazing thing at the end. I'll tell you about a basic message in the Munas Chachamim, and the Yavetz says this. He says that we heard that Mifnei Kama Doros before us. Right, he adds at the end of Mitpachas Sofrim, right? There was someone who was Nora Vekodesh, the Ari. Right, and everyone, you know, was mevatel themselves before him, and he believed in the Zohar, and he was mefarish the Zohar, so the Zohar has got to be okay. It's mefarish. So the fact that he had bikkur as to that it's not all equally from the door of Shimon Bar Yochai, fine. It's not. He never meant to, you know, say that it's chas v'shalom, it's a ziyuf, right? Or that Chochmas HaKabbalah is not MS. And he says a few times in that famous piece, Chochmas HaKabbalah is MS. You know, it's MS. It just has some issues with parts of the Zohar that they may not all be equally from Shimon Bar Yochai, which are not. You know, now this, that every, you know, that, that you know, obviously, except for, you know, the names that speak for themselves, the names of the Mandorim and Sefer HaZohar, right, the ones that have said black on white, right, that the Zohar is from many Doros. You know, there's Reb Avrom Galanti, right, one of the Gurei Ari, and it's brought in Sefer Orachama. Right, Rabbeinu Avrom Beno Shel HaGro in a Sefer Rav Pa'olim, a catalog, your catalog's firm. He also deals with it and says there's no denying that the Sefer HaZohar was written for, you know, over a span of 300 years. But Hasidim more like to quote, and I found this in Reb Chaim Vital in one place, right, that there are those that say Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the whole thing Beruach HaKodesh and wrote these things from these Manda Umrim before they lived. Right? There is one line like that. Now, it doesn't mean that Rav Chaim Vital is saying on the whole Zohar, but that's the, you know, Hasidim like that Terence. any questions? Yeah.
Why is it that a lot of not that it's chas v'shalom,
coming, because they're talking to Bachrim. Right, right. It's Gemara is important. Gemara is very, very important. All right, but you don't teach Gemara to a third grader, and you know that a third grader says, "Well, teach me Gemara anyway." The answer is no. Right, answer is no. Right, it'll just make things worse. And, you know, yeah. Right.
What was that the Chaim Vital saw that he had to somehow make it that there was not written over 300 years?
I don't know. I really don't know what was machriach him. He just. I found it one place. What? It's in one of the Hakdamas. It's either to the Eitz Chaim or the Kavanas. It's in one of the Hakdamas. Now he makes that statement, and the Hasidim took that and ran with it. You know, it just says it one place in half a sentence. But it could be the mean on the whole Zohar. But you know, but the Hasidim, that's like in Hasidus, that's like the that's the you know, that's the standard answer that they teach. That. I don't know what's pushing them. I guess they feel it has to all come from Shimon Bar Yochai. I guess that's. But again, listen. You know that again. So you're raising a very. You've led us to an important point. Like, Rebbe gave us the Mishnayos, but the halacha is not always like Rebbe, right? Halacha kaRebbe mechaviro, but not mechaveirov, right? And yet, you know, he gave us the Mishnah, even though sometimes the system that we have within Mishnayos sometimes works out against him, right? You know, there's giving us the system, and then there's his particular individual psakim. You know, talks about this also, right? The Marashal in the Chuvis, Simon Tzadiches, right? Points out that, you know, our great Ma'alos Sharb Shimon, you know, the halach is not often like him in the Gemara. I'm called Ma'alos. And he wasn't being sarcastic or cynical. He himself was a Makubal, the Marashal. He wrote a Sefer in Kabbalah called Sefer Ha'ilan. Right? But he's saying like this, there's a difference between, you know, when you give us the system, right? And there's your individual psukim, your individual on particular issues. And of course, the godless is, you know, to be or sort of bigger than yourself, right? And be, as it were, a new lawgiver, right? So Rabbeinu Karsh, his huge godless was not as necessarily his individual psukim, which are also obviously very good, but what his godless was, he gave us a system. And you know, and that was his galus was bigger than self. That we that's more the ikar l'doros than his particular psakim. Sometimes halachas like him, sometimes halachas not like him. Same thing is true about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Like we said, you know, the Sefer HaZohar is attributed to him, even though anyone could see that his talmidim contributed, right? And later doros contributed. He gave us the system, right? And, you know, and so even though he has his individual psukim are not necessarily always, his individual psukim in the Talmud. And not only that, his individual psukim, in the Machlokas, the Zohar, and the Gemara. So, you know, the poskim tell us to go with the Gemara. Right? And now, of course, the Goyen tries, you know, very hard sometimes to show that it's not a Machlokas. So, Roshiva, Yaakov Warburg, Zichron Levracha, you know, had said, you know, listen, you know, it shouldn't bother anybody. Right, we'd paskin the Gemara over the Zohar. Right, the Zohar is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You know, it's one base medrash. Right, you know, the way the Gemara explains can also be explained al pisod. Every Tana and Amora, right, could also explain just like they explained their position al pialacha. If you would ask them to explain it al pisod, you know, they would also be able to explain it. We have Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Zohar. Right, but every mandomer had their own, as it were, could have written their own Zohar. But we go with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Zohar because, aside from the fact it's the only one we have, it's the system. It's like, again, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he gave us the Mishnayos, we go with his Mishnayos, we don't always go with all his individual psukim. Like we say, Halacha kaRebbe mechaveiro, not mechaveirov, and that's a rule that we have within the system of Mishnah. So we take his system, even though we don't always go with his individual psukim. Right, that's the godless of the Zohar, and that's the godless of Shimon Bar Yochai, even if, you know, others contributed. Like others contributed to Rebbe's Mishnayos, but it's Lo'olam Kori Al Shmo. He was the central cog that pulled the system together. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did for us, you know, for the Sefer HaZohar. So it's all called his Zohar, even though many contributed. He made the system that all the different parts are fitting into. And when he speaks out himself, sometimes the halacha is not like him, because that's his individual idea. But then there's the system. He was sort of bigger than self. And that's why the Zohar is credited to him, mitzad the system, the meta system that holds all the mandarim together. Yes?
Abad Momer is when he gets smicha, one of the five Tamil words, we have smicha. The Tamil word is stop dying.
Right.
Rashi did die. It's like a very interesting thing happened.
Yeah, Abba. So the Rashi addresses that. And he says that, you know, that which he is, you know, that's what she's dying, you know, on Lag BaOmer, is not, you know, it says in the Idras, I'm not being mistalik begreusa. I'm not, and I'm called Chai, and I was Dovik B'Chai my whole life, and I'm darting on the Idra to go to the next world because I'm pure ascent. Generally, you die because descent, right? The body goes down, but since the body goes down, the male, the neshama has to go up, you know, if it's worthy. I say, my going to the next world is kulo lemaila, right? Right. He's as it were, dying only for the sake of attaining a higher level, right? Besod, Yaakovinu lomeis, besod, or more, maybe more importantly, more nogea, Moshe Rabbeinu lomeis, ela oimed umeshamesh b'morom. Right, so, you know, he died, you know, v'yomas v'ikvar, right, but of course he went for the purpose of, you know, serving from heaven, right? And, you know, being Rabbeinu, you know, in all the Doros, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai is mamish me'ein that, right? And this is the, and by the way, the last word, what was the last word that came out of Rav Shimon bar Yochai's mouth? Chaim. Right, the last word as he died, the last word, Kisam Shiva Hashem Sabracha HaChaim, and said, he did not, he just finished saying the word Chaim, and that's when he was nostalgic. And then a few baskels came out that said, took him with the word Chaim in it, to show that it was all about ascending to a higher level of life. Right? He didn't die as in go down. He went to heaven. Went to heaven. Right? And that's by no coincidence, you know, on this day, Chai Iyor. Chai Iyor. Like the Maral tells us, on Lag BaOmer we make a transition. We go from, you know, Mismola Osher V'Kavod to Orech Yomim Bimina. Torah has a right side and a left side. First 32 days of the Yom, Gematria Kavod. That's when Tamir Rekivor Nitva Al Shalonagu Kavod Zelze. Right? Right, and then, you know, that's Osher V'Kavod. Then, on, you know, you move to the right side, Orech Yom Bimina, and you know, that's on Lag BaOmer, that always comes out on Chai Iyor, Orech Chai. That we are on Lag BaOmer, we move from the left side to the right side, which is really to move from Guf to Neshama. Right? Osher and Kavod is, you know, that's in this world. Right? Olam HaEmes, there isn't such things. Right? And that's also parallel that, you know, Halacha is called Kina Pischa Hein Gufei Halachas. Right? Halacha is, you know, because that's what we do with Halacha. It's what the mitzvahs ma'asiyos that we have to do with the Guf. Right? But then there's, you know, the neshama, right? And that's the Zohar says, right? That, you know, that Am Yisrael, that was Omid Har Sinai, they saw Nishma Sator. That's the Roi Mesakolos. And that's, you know, that the, you know, halacha is called the guf, because you do it with the body. And that's why, mitzad that, mitzvah spetelos lasi lavo, because it's not going to be a body anymore, as we know it. A body that has the Yetzer Hara, you have to fight against. It'll all be mezukach, there won't be anything to fix anymore, right? And yet Torah is eternal. Because Torah is not just about the do's and don'ts. There's infinite divine wisdom, you know, behind the mitzvahs, right? And that's what's in this parash in Chochmas HaKabbalah. That's why it's connected to the neshama that never dies, right? That in, you know, the Torah, that it's eternal truth. I, you know, at one point, there's not going to be mitzvahs to do anymore. Hayom la'asosam, u'mochol kabal scharam, hayom la'asosam, v'lo mochol la'asosam, the Gemara says. There are no mitzvahs in the Olam Haba. So how is the Torah eternal? No, it's like, you know, so the body as we know it that has to fight a Yetzer Hara, which is what mitzvahs are all about, which is all in this parish, Hetev, you know, in the Zohar and Chochmas HaKabbalah, you know, the tikkun that we make, fighting the Yetzer Hara with the mitzvahs that we do, and when there's no more battle to be fought, because there's no more Yetzer Hara in the world, right? And the body won't be the same body that we know. It'll become spiritual, you know, there'll be a guf, right? But it'll be beso kosnos or with an aleph, vestments of light. Right, so the mitzvahs, ma'asiyos, the halacha, the gufei halachas, right? It's like the guf, you know, and the olam of guf will be bottle, right? But the neshama, you know, is forever relevant, right? In this world and the next, right? And that's the Torah that we learn in Olam Haba. The Torah that we learn in Olam Haba, right, is, you know, it's the same Torah, the same Taryag mitzvahs, right? We're going to be learning Baba Kam in Olam Haba, right? But it's going to look different, right? Because we're going to learn the neshama of it. Right now, we only see the guf aspect of it. But just like hiding in a guf is a neshama, right? Just, you know, we don't have the eyes yet to see, right? The neshama in the guf. The guf clouds over the neshama, right? But, you know, in Olam Haba, we're going to see, you know, when the guf becomes kosnos or with an aleph, we'll be able to look at Baba Kama. It's like a translucent body. You can look from the guf into the neshama of Torah. Right? And mitzad nishma satar, the soul of Torah, it's forever relevant, never dies, never changes. And that's the breakthrough that we reach on Lag Bomer, that we're building up the potential kalim. Until the 32nd day of the Omer, we built up our kalim to get the pshat of Torah, to get the gufei halachas, the mismola osher covered. Right? But it's a package deal. When Moshe Rabbeinu won with the angels, the debate that we should get Torah, because halacha applies to us and it doesn't apply to them, but it was a package deal. Right? If we got the pshat, we got the sod also. Whoever gets the pshat gets the sod. Right? And that's why you can understand, you know, that what it means, the pasuk, you know, Alisa Rom Shavisa Shevi, Lakachas Matanas Ba'odam, they darshan that pasuk on, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and, you know, he debated the Malachim, right? It's called Shavisa Shevi, you took captives. What do you mean took captives? He won. So what's Mashavisa Shevi, right? Not because the pshat is like this, right? Yeah. Because his arguments are only good for pshat and halacha, right? Kum yetzar b'neichem, right? Well, so why did the Ribbono Shel Olam paskin yachlokum, right? Halacha for the tachtonim and soid for the elyonim, right? And that's the shavisa shevi, that with his taina on pshat he got soid also, because Ribbono Shel Olam, because you know at Roshiva zichron levracha, Yaakov Amram used to explain, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he wants avodah, right? And the one who does work, you know, we do mitzvahs masiyas, that's the one who has to get the Torah, because the yesod is being an Eved Hashem, and if you're an Oved, so you then, all the glory of Torah belongs to the Ovedim, right? And the Malachim can't be Ovedim, right? But that's the Shavisa Shevi, and that's what the Ramchal writes. Shevi is Rosh Tevis Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Right? That Moshe Rabbeinu, with his winning argument on the pshat, he captured the sod, because, you know, it was an argument on pshat, right? But he captured the sod because the Torah is indivisible. It's all one Torah. But, you know, but it has layers. You know, all one Torah, perfect achdus, all equally true, all equally from God. But it has layers. First 32 days of the Omer, we have built up our kalim, you know, that, you know, capable of holding the pshat of Torah. But we still have, the whole point of Matan Torah was to get Torah in all its glory. So that's the next 17 days that we have to go. 17, the Gematria Tov. Where does the first time we find Tov in the Torah? V'alkim is a Or Ki Tov. And what's that Tov? V'adokim, it's the Or HaGonus, right? The hidden light. The hidden light, right? Right? We're working during the next 17 days of the Yom. The 17 days that are left, we're building our kelim to hold that hidden light, right? Right? The Or of Torah, the hidden light is the Chochmas Kot, so it's called Nister. It's the Or HaGonus. Right? And that's what's revealed with Sefer HaZohar, Milashen Or, and that's why in Bavli it always says Toshma, come here. Right? You hear, you don't see. There's no Roi Mesakolos. Right? Roi Mesakolos, Matan Torah, we could see everything that we say. It's not just stam words, you could see how it's true. In Zoravashte, what's the Tochazi? Right? The Zoravashte, the hidden light is revealed. We kids, we're Zoch the Roi Mesakolos. We could actually see what we're talking about, see how it's real. It is reality. It's Chochmas Emes. It's what really is. And this transition happens on this 33rd day of the Omer. We move from Kovet to Chai, to Chai Ir, and it's on the 33rd day that's Gal Einai, Vabita Niflos Mitarasecha. We make it overall. We're starting to work on the Kalim to hold the infinite hidden light.